Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, this is Friday, and this is Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee, who will be joining us, Lord say the same, in about a few minutes. We thank God for our brother who has been doing the broadcast with us this month, made 5 years. Glory be to God. So we thank God for the brother. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank God for what the Lord gives him to bring unto all that are listening. Amen. Glory be to God. So all glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised. I want to say, may you guys have a blessed Christmas. Really, the number one reason, if we need to look at it, which we do, Christmas should be for is Jesus is the reason. But if you ever noticed through the years how they've been trying to X Jesus out, especially us as believers should be catching something like that. And anything Jesus X out of, we need to be opening our mouth and saying something instead of staying silent as much as we have been doing, especially over the past few years. So Jesus is the reason, okay? You know, they have turned it into a money-making merchandise holiday, okay? Have many of us go out there and get in debt, spend bukus of money, and, yeah, they throw a few things on TV about Jesus, but then they throwing in some guy named Santa Claus. Lord help us. Well, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. And a marvelous time and a marvelous day has been given to us. Wow. And we are grateful and thankful. And we marvel that we still remember to celebrate and call to remembrance this great event. Merry Christmas, everybody. I generally haven't been known to say that too much, but I'm going to cite Brother Lee from the Windy City, Chicago, with my brother Nathaniel Hunt from the Riot, Mississippi, given the privilege to share the good news about the birth, death, resurrection, and the second coming of our Lord. So today, we're going to say and declare and pronounce, normally I haven't did it in the past, but to say Merry Christmas and a blessed new year to all of you that are still on the planet Earth, walking alive. So, hello, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yes. And I want to say to everyone, the listener worldwide, the reason I have recently saw the great benefit and the greater benefit of Merry Christmas declaration, because anything that can draw their attention to Christ, I guess I'll take it in these last days. Anything that can serve the remembrance of the whole world about the great event, the birth of the Savior of all mankind over 2,000 years. So I'll take I'll go along with the MAS just to get Christ in there, okay? just bring attention.
Amen.
I mean, the MAS, you know, whatever. I had to put up with some things, but in order to get any recognition, acknowledgement to the world, to ignore, to keep remembering every year, worldwide. I know the devil don't want us to celebrate. He wants to celebrate. He wants us to celebrate MAS, but I'm not going to celebrate the MAS or Santa Claus and all that stuff. I'm just going to give thank God that even though they try to make it, you know, a business and a commercial thing and put all Santa Claus lies in there and the Jingle Bell lies. I mean, so the kids can sing Jingle Bells in America. That's great. That's wonderful. I'm not so much into the commercial side, but I just want to say anything that can bring the world in its chaotic condition, mention the Christ. You know why I say Merry Christmas? Because now they don't want you to say Merry Christmas. So I'm going to say it loud and clear, brother. Just because they don't want you to say nothing about Christ. So they say, Happy Holiday. Amen. So when I went in the store today, I make it a business. When I come in the counter, I say, Merry Christmas. You know, some of them say, Happy Holiday. But no, uh-uh. I ain't backtracking. They don't want to say nothing about the Christ, brother.
No, none of that, brother. They put that big giant X over Christ.
Yeah, they won't put everything. So I do a new thing that I haven't done in the past. I'm wonderful. I think it's a marvelous gift that the Western world, the so-called Christian world and European, acknowledge to the whole planet that we believe. I'm not talking about the businesses and the commercial and politicians. I'm talking about the believers, the true believers, who really believe in the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Christ, the spirit, the birth of the living Christ. For they celebrate the commercial and the pagan side of it. But I'm celebrating the Luke chapter 2 side of it, brother, the spirit of Christ. And I'll take the spirit of Christmas along with it in order to get Christ in there, okay?
Amen.
And I have always declared to my children the true spirit of Christmas. Not, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm not trying to chase that or offend nobody if they want to continue, you know, do the other side, which is not true. I just don't believe that you have to attach any kind of lies to the birth of Christ to make it great. Do you?
No, I don't agree with that either.
I don't think it's necessary because why you want to make a make-believe and put it on the side? It has nothing to do with Christ and his birth. So it just, you know, it's a business thing. I understand it. We're a capitalist nation, and so they celebrate Christ by making billions of dollars. I understand that. I mean, you know, they're so glad when Christmas time comes so they can make billions of dollars. I'm not okay, you know. But to us Christians who believe in this spiritual Bible celebration of the real spirit of Christ and his birth over 2,000 years ago, I say, okay, do your commercial thing, do your toys, and do your whatever they do, Christmas tree and burn your house down. And a lot of people have fires and all that stuff, overlining it. And so but I say to you, tell your children the true story. Why should you have to tell your grandchildren a make-believe story? What about that, brother?
Mm-hmm. Amen. I mean, you know, why lie to them? Because you know they got to grow up. What are you going to do, tell them when they turn 30, you're still going to be attaching that to them?
Listen, brother. It's a little white lie. It's not a black lie.
Okay. Oh, that would be okay. Okay. See, all right. So we're going into the color lie.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to whiten it up. It's just a little white. It's just a make-believe story. No, it's a make-believe lie. And no matter what you do, then you got to go back years later. Why did you tell me Santa Claus was bringing me these toys and Jingle Bells was coming to North Pole? And all you had to do to read the book of Luke to them and tell them about the real story about the shepherds. Read Matthew telling about the three wise men coming all the way from around the world and following that angel and leading them to this child that was going to be born, king of the Jews, the three wise men. Seems like the three wise men more wiser than us. And they're going away from Christ, and they were led to Christ, right?
Amen.
So, it's something. Three men wise, they were called wise men, astrology, decredit, astrology. They came from the end of the earth all the way. They traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles, led by the angel, the star. They were directed by God, the living God, the true God. And they were led because they knew he would be born. Now ask yourself, how did they knew that a king, a savior of the Jews was going to be born? And why did they come all that way by camels, and maybe 1,000 miles and led to that very place that the king, they had dreams or visions, or they had scripture telling them about this Messiah of Israel, a king of the Jews, were going to be born. And they couldn't be satisfied until they were led by the angel or by the spirit all the way. See, every good thing comes from God. I don't care what they are. One came from Iraq, from Iran, the place we call the Iran today, the one that's Muslim nation. The other one came from Ethiopia, four parts of Africa. And the other third one came from another part of the other part of the world. Three testimonies. Three men testifying in the mouth of two, three witnessed everything. So three men came and brought gifts. Bring gifts to recognize. And that gift thing, they brought it to Jesus. They didn't bring it to one another, did it? Is that
something? No.
But they brought gifts to Jesus. So this is the time that we give gifts to Jesus. And so
Amen.
If you're going to buy gifts for one another, okay, tell the children that the greatest gift that they can receive is not under the Christmas tree. Could you explain
Amen.
To you what the true gift is if you want to please Jesus? If you want to please him and give him something for his birthday, truly, give him your heart and your life. He will smile all the way down Heaven Street that we would be led to know him. In heaven, he will rejoice himself. Jesus will smile himself. And give to the poor, the hungry, the sick, the diseased that needed them more. That would be the good gift that Jesus be well pleased with. Hallelujah. I'm sure he'll be smiling all the way. But we're giving gifts to one another and don't need them. We're buying fur coats and diamond rings and Michael Jordan $300 shoes and got a crock and a bunch of shoes. And then your auntie gonna get mad because you gave her a cheap toy and the cousin gonna get mad. I gave you a good gift and you gave me a cheap toy. I don't think that's what it's about. I don't think the birth of Jesus is really about that. Did you think?
No, I don't think it's about that, brother. I don't think it's about that. Not at all.
And then you're going to make some children very despondent. I didn't get nothing. I want a bike. And they look up. A lot of kids going to be despondent because they think Christmas is getting about something they want in the toys or commercial side. They've been trained all this generation. It's about buying, going to Macy's, going down to Basking, going down to this and getting this. They think Christmas is really about that. No, the Christ birth is about something much greater than that. It's not about the commercial and the pagan side. Well, anyway, we'd have made somebody mad and somebody glad, brother. We better get on down there. But I wish you a very merry and blessed celebration of the birth of Christ.
Now, we don't know exactly the date, but we have pointed the date to honor the Lord. So I'm glad about, the Lord wasn't born in Nazareth. That's okay. We'd appointed the date. The Bible said, what's your day you want to honor? Honor, do it unto the Lord. So we're doing it unto the Lord. So we can pick a day and honor the Lord. So that's what we're doing. So then we argue about he was born in March. Okay, he was in March. Okay, no. It's okay. It's okay. But the honor and respect to tell the world, we signal to the world we still believe that he's the only way, truth, and light for humanity. So merry, merry, I'd rather say blessed Christmas and blessed New Year to all of you, truly from my heart. And my greatest gift to you is not found in a box or any, even though I'm not against giving gifts to people, but I'd rather for you give gifts to those that really need and are hurting and starving and oppressed and homeless. I will prisoners and show them the love of God by giving them like Jesus, and let the giving go all year long. Let the Spirit of Christ, don't stop at December 31st, and don't stop. The Spirit of Christmas make people start talking to one another, start saying hello to one another. And then they cut it off. So December 31st get here, they cut it off after January the 2nd. No, let the Spirit of Christ go all year long, brother. Don't cut it off in December, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let the Spirit, let's move from the Spirit of Christmas to the Spirit of Christ, right?
Amen.
Oh. And let it keep walking. You know, during Christmas, Pastor Pat, all people will say, hello, Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing? People that you never don't talk to, people that don't speak, strangers on the street. Hello, Merry Christmas. People that even your enemy will even say, Merry Christmas. So it opened the door for you to tell about Christ. And so now, people, that's a breach and a bridge. When Christmas come, people in your neighborhood that don't speak to you, people around here in the big cities, people in the store, other colors, Merry Christmas. You say, Merry Christmas, and they'll smile. And they do this all mostly during the month of December, during Christmas. It's okay. And it would open gates, open doors, even family members. Some of them got healed, healed the breaches, healed the broken places. Then some of them got worse and got drunk and make a new thing and start all over year hating one another all year long, whatever, you know. So. But the world, they want to celebrate with drinking and partying and doing that. And it has nothing to do with Christ. So let's not fool ourselves. It's not about your parties. It's not about you shooting up and drinking up and acting up and going down the street and running and killing somebody drunk. It has nothing about Christ. So don't do that, beloved. Wherever you are, that's not the true spirit of celebrating the birth of the only Savior or deliverer for all of mankind. Well, I thought I'd get that off, brother. Amen. So I'm celebrating,
right,
wishing them well. Wishing them well, you and your family. Families come over and get together. Usually, most time, sometimes people forgive one another, differences. So sometimes they forget about their hurt feelings they've been holding all year long. Loved ones and family members, I don't talk to them no more. Sometimes the spirit of Christmas make them get together. So I think great good can come from it. But also,
amen,
brother, here's the part I have warned people for years. Don't go down and get silly and tell your kids because they didn't get Santa Claus gift. Now the kid is all mad and oppressed. Go and tell them about the love and the gift that Jesus brought to the earth for them. And don't tell them that because they didn't have a good Christmas because they don't get Michael Jordan shoes, okay? You know, it's not about.
Amen.
Yeah, so we got to basically got to lay that stuff aside, okay? That commercial thing is that. And God tell them about Santa Claus. Let's not. Why do we feel we got to make? I know people will get upset. Well, we've been doing this. We've been doing this. Here you come talking about some stuff. I'm just trying to be good and tell the true story about the great event. Read your Bible. You want to know what it's all about? Read your book of Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 1 and 2 if you want to know the true event. Hallelujah. then you can have something to be glad. And you don't have to have no bottle in your hand to celebrate Jesus. Because it's not about no bottle, is it, brother?
Nah.
Because you want to do something, there's a lot of hungry people in the world and starving people all over the world that appreciate you celebrate Christ by giving them, showing them that you really celebrate. A lot of starving people in America now, homeless, helpless. So you can do something for people. But, brother, I'm going to say something. I got to make somebody mad. Don't go taking them no cigarettes and tobacco. I don't think Jesus would be passing out cigarettes and tobacco. Would you think he'd be celebrating giving tobacco? Because that's not a good gift, is it, brother?
No, that ain't no good. It ain't no good gift.
I'm just trying to celebrate. I mean, you know, churches sometimes they want to help the prison. They take to the jail. They give them cigarettes and tobacco and stuff like that. I said, well, if you want to give them some, give them a good gift, like Jesus would.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jesus would be passing out on cigarettes and marijuana and tobacco, brother. I don't think now. What do you think?
I don't think so either, bro. If they do, they ain't talking to the right Jesus, I know.
Oh, sorry. Wrong Jesus, huh? Okay. Because I don't think Jesus, you walk up to Jesus, got a plug of tobacco in his mouth or a cigar or a cigarette in his mouth. Wow, I mean, you know, I just want to know. And then on Christmas, you know, they got to, you know, go to gambling, so they have to put Jesus under the tree and wake Jesus back up when they come from the gambling place, you know. So I know these worldly ways has crept into the church. These worldly traditions has crept into Christians too. And become a tradition. So they said, we've been doing this all our lives. Yeah, you can be going down the wrong road all your life too. So,
yeah.
But here, I just want to wish you well, all of you, and read your Bible about the birth of Christ. Would you do that? And when people come over and they don't have the type of food you want, just be glad that you can come together and you're alive and you're well, because a lot of sick people, a lot of troubled people, a lot of distressed people, a lot of people dying, coronavirus. So you want to do some good to people in need. Minister to their need, whatever it may be, if you can. Do what you can do, okay? That would be a great gift to cheer somebody up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just thought I would get this in. All of you in every nation under the sun, and I know there's a lot of troubled people today in many parts of the world, many agonized people, hungry people, distressed people, governments failing, crumbling, no water, no food, no place to stay. So ask the Lord, what can I do to help these people? What can I do to aid, to show love that you were born to lift them up? And I am ambassador to show you that Christ is alive, alive in our lives. And we're demonstrating that we believe that he is alive. And he's coming back again. All right, then. Okay. This is Handmaid's Night tonight. And we plant our two sisters who have their families. I'm sure they're celebrating Sister Helen and Tig, and wish them well. And Sister Anderson with their families. I'm glad that families come together, or they call to remember. So they go to church. A lot of people go to gatherings on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. Now it's getting so dangerous that people dare not to come out of their house, brother. You know?
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, man. Lord. You got to especially be covered with the blood coming out your house.
If you come to these cities like Chicago, brother, you got to praise the blood, the word, the Holy Ghost, the angels, the hand of God, the deliverance of God over your life. You hear me? You got to walk in the whole armor of God when you leave, but the devil is raging everywhere. We don't have to walk in fear. We can walk in faith because the promise of God is sure. We can walk faithful like I do every day. I don't walk in fear, but I walk in foolishness. I walk in faith. I don't walk in foolishness stuff. I walk in wisdom, and I walk in faith, and I don't walk in fear. I go exactly where I need to go and don't have no fear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because why? The Lord Jesus has not changed in the days Moses when he preserved them and delivered them. So if he's able to keep the brother, if the creator of the world and the giver of life, if he's able to keep all those planets up there where they are and keep them in order, don't you think he's able to keep us?
Amen. Amen.
I mean, the moon is still in this place. The sun is still in this place. Venus, Jupiter, and all the unknown galaxies and Milky Ways, they're all in their place. And all the planets have been there for thousands of years. And he put them in order, and he's keeping them in order. Now, if he's able to keep the universe, he ought to be able to keep me, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I definitely
so
do, brother.
If he can do those big things, little me, if I give myself and I trust him and cover, I think I can walk in victory and be delivered in the hour of evil. Because he's not a little God, he's a great big God. Hallelujah. And great is he that kept and preserved Moses and David and preserved his people from day to day. They put their entire trust under the blood and his word. So thank God he's preserved me so far. I've been blessed. He preserved me, brother. I live in a dangerous city called Chicago. And it was nice weather today. It's about, I think, I don't know what this in it, 40s. But it's nice
good
today.
Man.
Real nice.
Well, we had 70, brother.
Oh, well. I thank God for y'all. I appreciate that, too. That's all good, too. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
I need the 20s. I need the 20s and the 30s, brother. I done lived in the South when I was a young man in the South, and I adjusted to that. But I wasn't, you know, overjoyed with the exceeding hot, like a lot of people are not overjoyed with the exceeding cold. But anyway, I learned to adjust. And thank God for the different seasons he has given us. I live in four seasons country. Some people live in their two seasons. Some people are three seasons. Some people around the earth live in one season. From North Pole and into the earth, they have one season all year long. Wow. So I guess the Eskimos and the polar bears said, it's getting, the polar bears are complaining because ice is melting, the North Pole is melting, and the North, and the polar bears said, wow, man, they messed up my home. I ain't got no more ice, and the North Pole is melting. So you men, y'all done messed the earth up. Now, where I'm going to go when the ice and the snow melt, polar bear? You know, you men just a mess the earth up. So, wow. So look who we are. You know the North Pole is melting. And you know what that means. It means we're going to have floods like you have never seen. We're going to have winds and storms that you've never seen, 1,000-fold. And they're going to hit the earth. Eventually, the sun rays going to hit the earth. We're going to have all kind of weather. It's going to affect the crops, the water, and everything else. And then when we call on the living God, maybe we are. We better start saying Merry Christmas every day, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we love you. So, okay. Everybody that's cooking, and chitlins, down south, they, what they call, pig feet.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, brother. Oh, no. You didn't ran me off now, brother. You didn't see your chitlins.
Oh,
you didn't ran me off now. Oh, man.
Those
I got to leave your house now.
Wait a minute. In New York and different places, they're now called delicacies, brother. They call it delicacies. They pay $100 to get those delicacies now. You know, the slaves lived off them, but the other people, they want to eat them now. They call them delicacies. You know, just like parts of the hog and parts of raw fish, raw certain parts of fish sold in the sushi and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's blood. Even the Germans got blood soup and all that kind of stuff, you know. Each group,
well,
you know, got all
I'm going to let them have. I'm gonna let them have that, brother. I'm just gonna let them have it. I ain't gonna even argue with them and talk with them about it. I'm just gonna leave and go on by my business. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Lord, brothers. God bless you. Just listening.
Well, Sister Anderson and brother Mary, a rather blessed Christmas. and a blessed new year for you and your family, your loved ones, and all about. Thank God for
Amen.
You for
Amen.
Another year. Yeah. And we
Merry
rejoice
Christmas
in this celebration.
To you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you. Just listening
and,
about the greatest gift that you could give at this season, because that's what people do for this season. It's for a time that they want to give, love, communicate, and meet and give gifts. So it's a season, and I say the greatest gift that you could give.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a positive. It can be turned into a very positive thing, because you have to take the positive side of it and work it for Jesus.
Amen.
And so I now take the positive side of the greatest event that we celebrate every year and work it for Jesus, and work
yeah.
it for the Spirit of Christ. And so we learn to do that, and that's why I say I now, which I do, I say something I don't usually say, and I say Merry Christmas, because I know how to work it for God's good.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about
welcome
the other part. I'm just
well, welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Amen.
Well,
God bless,
it, bless celebration. We're celebrating.
Amen.
We're all ready to celebrate our Christ. I know it's an old commandment. Then somebody goes, well, we ain't got no commandment. We're not doing it because we command it. We're doing it because we want to.
Amen.
Ain't got to have no commandment. I can honor the Lord. I can honor if I honor my kid's birthday. I mean, you know, this is a funny thing about people, religious people. They honor their kids' birthdays and celebrity birthdays and president birthday. And they think nothing. They celebrate ball, you know, great famous people. And that's okay if they want to honor them. But now come to the Lord Jesus. Well, we ain't got no commandment. What? Well, you don't have to do it, but I'm more glad that the whole world is called to remembrance. And I think that's great that we still remind the whole world through this celebration that the good of it is they're reminded that Christ, we believe, the Savior was born in Christ the Lord. So I'm taking the good out of it, okay?
Amen.
I'm getting the good of it. I'm taking the good. Now, I think about all these people, and tonight, I want to read something right quick for the few minutes. I want us to read this. I'm going to give honor today, and I haven't did this. It's been on my heart a long time, the word honor. Today, we want to honor, and I think what's missing, one of the greatest things that's missing today in society, and especially even in America, especially, honor and respect is gone, right? So do you know what happened to societies, people, and nations, and homes, and relationships when there is no honor anymore, or respect, or boundaries? You know what happened when Paul spoke about it? Isaiah prophesied about it. The prophet spoke about it, and in the epistles, they spoke about this day. So there is no real honor or respect and no regard. Now, and when a society loses that, or a home, or relation to marriage, or community, or a government, or any city where we lose this thing called honor, then they have lost the crest of that person or that place and its foundation. That means a sign of a nation or a community is ready to crumble.
Yeah.
Crumble. Mm. And the society is ready to go mad. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, went mad for 3 years. He lost his mind. And he became as the Bible says his mind left him when he wouldn't honor the God of Europe. You know what he lost his mind was taking a snap. Immediately when he was king of Babylon, he was not an Israelite or the covenant people, but God used him. God called King Nebuchadnezzar to chasten Israel. And so he began to think that he was God, and he refused to honor the true and the living God of Israel, Yahweh. And it says, when he made a declaration and lifted his hand, the Lord God of Israel smote him, and he left his mind, left him, because he refused to honor.
Mm-hmm.
He would not honor the true and the living. Even though he was a pagan and a heathen, the Lord God called and used him to chasten Israel and put them in slavery for 70 years. Daniel said they would be in bondage for 70 years. And so when he began to exalt himself and not give honor and high regard to the living God Yahweh, the God of Israel, his mind left him. And for 3 years, the Bible said he was with the animals as a beast. And his mind did not return to him until 3 years later. Now, that's a very, very point of view. It has a strong symbolic meaning. It can be applied to this day that the minds of people have left them, been taken. And they have become like beasts. Like beasts. So we're going to celebrate that our mind is coming back, and God's going to send revival and awakening and bring the mind of people back where they ought to be. Hallelujah. Then he's going to send a great move of the Holy Ghost to counteract what the devil is doing. And the minds of people are gone far away as beasts. So, you know, I want to read something about honor. Because they refused, he refused to honor. He refused. This Nebuchadnezzar refused to honor. He took the honor to himself. And he was God. There was nothing about, he was above everything. He just lifted up his head, just like Herod did. And the worms eat him up in the days of Jesus. When he refused to honor, and the worms just ate him up, he refused to honor. Hallelujah. I wanted to read something right quick about honor. And on this Mary, they call it Eve of Christmas. I call it the Eve where we celebrate Christ, and they call it Christmas. How did that mass get there? Anybody, Brother Nate, how did the MAS get on there in order to commercialize or make money or something? It's just, you know, that's a good and a positive side. That's why I want to celebrate Christmas, because we have to take the good and use it for Jesus, and use it for the good of man. Now, we have to look at how God can use something in a special way, even though there is something paganism or evil around it, he can get some good out of it and make it used for his glory. Give you an example. God called a pagan heathen man named Nebuchadnezzar, and he called Cyrus, King Cyrus from Persia, and he used him to bless the Jews and let them go free to build the temple of the house of God. He called this man, who a heathen by birth, a foreign people, a foreign was not of Israel, not a covenant, not of the covenant of Israel. God called Cyrus. He called Darius to help them to build the temple. He uses whom he will. Now, to show you an example, he used Trump. Trump was one of the biggest liars and scams. But the Lord used him to bring about certain things. And this is why people don't understand the ways of God. Isaiah said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not thoughts. My ways are so high from you. I can do what I want to do. You don't see. You don't know. I know everything. I can use Trump. I can use King Darius. I can use Nebuchadnezzar. I can use whoever I want to bring about my plan. And you can tell me how to do it. And I can use whom I will, whether they're a vessel of honor or dishonor. I can use whoever I will, because I am sovereign king. If you know what the Lord is sovereignty, when a woman can be in a spot over in a tribe, and there's nobody, no man to tell them about the gospel, and nobody to lead them to Christ. You know, he can use a woman or a boy if it's necessary to get them to Christ. Do you know that? Oh, he can't use the word. Oh, y'all, well, because they don't know the sovereignty, the nature of the wisdom of God. He's not locked in like we are. Oh, he can't use anybody. If he can use a donkey to talk to Balaam, he can use anybody. If he wants to take that donkey and talk to him, donkey talk.
Yeah.
I said, did you get that? Balaam, he beat the donkey, and the donkey got back and said, so why you beat me? And he made the donkey talk. God can do strange things to confound the wisdom of men. So don't lock God out and say what he can't use somebody. He used Trump, and Trump was a scoundrel. But he did some some things that God wanted him to do. That's why he was called that.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get too much in that because people get all upset. Why? Yeah. You know, because they get upset because I said Trump did some good. He did some things that the Democrats wouldn't do. So I'll leave that alone. We're going to go down that road. We're going to go down that political road, boy, because they get crazy when you start talking about the political road. They go nuts, boy. Oh, but the Lord can use whom he chooses because he is sovereign.
Amen.
He is sovereign king. Okay. Yes, he can. Now, I want to say quickly about honor. I want to read something right quick. We're going tonight and tomorrow night, I'll try to complete this a little bit to halfway about honor. We're going to read something scripture-wise, okay? I want you to turn to honor. The first thing that he told Israel, to honor the Lord thy God, the living hunter. The first thing he brought to mind in Deuteronomy, chapter 4, would you get that right quick? Amen. Let's confuse the devil. Let's not give Santa Claus all the glory, right? We got to give Santa Claus all of it. We ain't got to get Rudolph the Reindeer all of it, do we?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we can give. I mean, the kids are so traditionalized the way we have been celebrating, and you can't turn people away from tradition because they're so locked in. It's just like Halloween. People have been doing it so long, they think it's a good thing because they've been doing it for years without, what am I doing? What does this mean? What am I celebrating? Do I know the history, the root of whatever? My kids been celebrating, and my grandchildren's kids, and my great-grandchildren, and now you're going to come in messing with Halloween. Well, no, okay, go ahead, do your thing. I ain't going to mess with you. You can't take away them traditions from people, boy. They can be a good tradition, but they can be a bad tradition. Okay. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy 4, beginning verse 17. You see, I jotted down a note a few minutes ago about honor. This evening, I usually shut the poems about honor. Okay. Anybody got Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 17? Anybody got it? No one?
Yeah.
Do you know?
17.
Deuteronomy, Old Testament. Deuteronomy 4, let me see. Yeah. 4. Verse 8 to verse 12. Anyone got Deuteronomy 4, verse 8 unto 12, please? Honor.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8.
But Lord, we ask you, the Holy Spirit, we welcome the Lord Jesus and acknowledge him and acknowledge the gospel and the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ and the saints everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, the 8th verse. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from the heart all the days of thy life. But teach them, thy son and thy son's son, especially mm-hmm. the love that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may mm-hmm. learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they might teach their children. And yes. ye came near and stood under the mountains, and the mountains burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, the thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the word, but say no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you this covenant, which he commanded unto, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded, me that time to teach you the statutes and the judgments, that you might do them in the land, whether you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make ye a graven image, and the similitude of any figure, that likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any flesh that is in the waters beneath the earth, and least thou lift up thy eyes unto the heavens, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God has divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But
now,
the Lord
okay.
has picked.
Okay. Finish the verse.
Oh, but the Lord has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day.
Now, you could find what's trouble with the world and the nation now and why it's what's happening to the world. And it's a commandment that he gave to Israel. And notice he said, now, I want you to honor me and not, it's the thing that he said to Israel. He kept saying this about honor me. I am the one that brought you. I'm the one that made this covenant with Israel that you'll be the people. And I'm making a difference between you and all people. I'm bringing you out to be my peculiar people. I'm separating you from all the people of the earth because I made a promise to Abraham. And I'm fulfilling the promise, and I'm making you my people, my special covenant people. He said, now listen, I want you to honor me in the land that you go, in the people that you're going to be. You're going to find these people, and you're going to find all these things that they are doing, and the deities they are worshiping. And they're lifting up to the things of the moon and the stars and all these things. They're lifting up and making images and blackness of things in the earth. He said, now I want you to honor me. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they say, what they seduce you with. I want you to give special honor to me, the God that brought you. I want you to remember what I brought you from, where I brought you, and why I brought you to. When you go amongst this people, you are to be a sanctified, separate, call-out people. They need to know that I'm the true and the living one, and you are my people. He said, now don't do like they do. Don't do like they do. I want you to honor me. Don't don't make no likeness, birds and animals. Make all these like they do, and worship and trees and and all these things up the heavens and the stars and the moon. Don't do like that.
Yeah.
I want you to be my special. Mm-hmm. Now he said, if you honor me, and mm-hmm. when that time to read, if you do this yeah. among the nations. Yeah. Now he's telling us to do this today. He's telling his mm-hmm. sanctified, redeemed people to do the same thing, to be a peculiar people and just honor the Lord Jesus and honor his gospel. Just honor him in the midst of all of this darkness. This is why it's important for us to celebrate Christmas and bring back the Christmas of the Bible and bring back the Spirit of Christ in the Bible every year to tell our children, just like he told them, he said, tell your children. He told Israel, he said, every time you come to eat and come together, tell your children.
Got about 9 minutes, brother.
You got 9 minutes left?
Yep, got nine minutes.
All right. It's okay. Thank God for the 9 minutes.
Amen.
Honor me and not dishonor me.
Yeah.
Now, that was the first thing, honor the Lord thy God, the God of Israel. Now, then the next thing, he brought it back to earth. The second honor, he says, honor the family. He said he brought it back to the family on the earth. Honor your mother and your father. Now, why? Go to Ephesians chapter 6:1-3, a chapter of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 6, verse 1 and 3. Now, he's going to show you what they have lost honor and respect between the man, the woman, and the children. He said, honor your mother and your father. Now, he says, and the reason you see that you don't see that much in the Western world anymore, or practically in many nations, you're going to understand this dishonor between children and parents and families and all that. They dishonor their father. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Read
Ephesians
on. Anybody read? Anyone?
Okay. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Now, this honor, I don't have time to go into each of these things, but to gleam over this a little bit. You will know why certain curses come upon nations and curses are released, chaos and confusion are released. He said, remember these things and keep them, and they will bless you, and I will favor you. He said, honor your mother and your father. Now, he brings back to the family and the relationship.
Because
he's in the earth. See, that's why it's so much chaos in families and people. Because the second one is honor your mother and your father.
Yes.
The first commandment with promise. What means the promise? What if you don't? You dishonor. If the devil has come among us and said, dishonor, no respect, no regard, no esteem, nothing is sacred, no one's important, every man unto himself, do what they say. Kids, he said, children shall rule over you. And Isaiah said that they have come that the children would rule over their parents. Now we see this happening because then he says that they're going to come that women will rule over. And that brought in the 1960s when they said women are equal to a man. Now that sounds good, but you may think that, women were not getting the right pay, and that wasn't just. Women weren't getting the right pay for the right work. But the devil was behind this to bring something else about. He brought in a spirit of homosexual and perversion, and then he brought in abortion. See, the devil always got a cunning plan. See, he said, women are not getting paid right. Then he got a plan that he's using that. And so that when this woman came in and brought in abortion and brought women in, that you just as good as a man, you don't need no man. And so the homosexual spirit came in. I know people don't like it, but I'm just telling you they dishonor their bodies now. Because men and women go with one. He said, now you're going to find them do unnatural things and dishonor their body. See, their body was made, a man and a woman was made as husband and wife to cohabit and make multiply the earth. But he said, now the devil going to make you to dishonor your bodies between. So now they're dissing their bodies as well as dishonoring God, and they don't know why the curse keep coming. Well, dishonor. He said, honor your mother and your father. Well, how do you do that? You honor your mother. When you look around America, a Christian nation and many other nations, honor and family, mother and father, why is that so important? He said, that's the first commandment with promise. Why is that important?
Amen.
He said,
amen.
With promise.
Yes.
What's the promise? And what if you don't, what do you refuse to, or when that leaves the nation, what comes then after? What befalls you? So now we got this 2 minutes. I have to continue with this honor to get to the thing that I want to get to tomorrow night about honor. A nation would fall and rise by honor. A home, a community, a relationship, a marriage, fall or rise by honor or dishonor. Okay. Honor your mother and father is so important. Hallelujah. He said that to have order, because God is a God of order. And God, he put things in order, and he placed things in a particular order. When they get out of disorder, it's just like your knees. When they get out of joint, and they say something wrong with your joint, joint is out. It ain't, you know, it's out of order, because God set those knees in a particular order to operate perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those joints get out of disorder. They say, we got to replace the kneecap. Now they got to replace the hip cap because it's out of order. It's out of joint, okay? And when it's out of order, you get pain and agony, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritually speaking, when these laws are renewed, you know things are out of order and confusion is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see all this confusion in the earth and the family. Do you not know that they are going to male to female disorder? Now, this is confusion. I'm taking it all the way. I'm going to go somewhere with all this disorder, spiritual disorder, judicial disorder, social disorder, education disorder. When they now going to take out your birth certificate, it's not going to say male or female. Your driver's license is not going to say male or female. You can't say male to female. You're going to have to say it to the children. And you're going to find out this order is going to contain this chaos. This spiritual order is going to go and fill the earth because it's the destruction of a nation. It is the dissolving of a nation.
Yes.
Of a civilization.
Mm-hmm.
The way God has set it in order.
Yes.
Satan said, all I got to do is get out of disorder. I can... It's just like disorder. It's like the meteorites start falling because they fall out of their orbit. See, the earth is and the sun, they're evolving, and they're in their order. When things get out of disorder, chaos taking. Oh, meteorites coming. The meteorites, this is coming because the earth is out of alignment, out of its sun. And so we're going to get hit with a meteorite, and that's why we're going to get hit by great meteorites on the earth. So this honor that God set in the earth, first to him, then to the most important thing, the family. See, God created a family before he created a church.
Amen.
I say he created a family, a husband and wife, not a boyfriend, not a transsexual, not a bisexual, not a bestiality there. Oh, this is disorder. This is not honoring your body, not honoring the Lord. Satan at work. This is Satan at his work. But we're going to tell you when we get back to honor. Honor your mother and your father. Look around you, Western world, America world. See why the curse is coming and what we can do to reverse it, especially in America. All right, I guess I got about a minute left, brother.
It's about up, brother.
All right, then. We don't get no further here. We'll continue tomorrow night about honor and dishonor and what does the consequences and how to reverse it. Bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. We're blessed today. Yes. May the Lord preserve us and keep us and direct us and bless you and your children, your house.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen.
Church of Christ with Elijah message. It's going to arrive.
Amen.
Well, it's going to arrive.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God
all right.
bless you all.
See y'all tomorrow night.
Y'all
see you tomorrow night.
See y'all tomorrow night. As the brother said, from Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anna, Sister Kid, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Love you guys, too. Amen. God bless.